Hello, Mixed Nutcases. It is day 10 of the dog days of podcasting. Boss Jock is being a butt. It keeps telling me that it's running out of space. Meanwhile, I have 2 gigs of space on my phone, and I don't know what's going on. I just restarted my phone. I closed all of my apps. We'll see if this works. I used to sing praises of Boss Jock. I'm only hearing me having this problem, so I'm sure I'm doing something wrong. Anyway, you don't care about that. I was going to tell you about talk about having ADD, and well, that got eaten up twice. TLDR, I got ADD. I also noticed that I surround myself with people with learning differences, and that's kind of cool. You know, I don't know why, but I don't know, like speaks to like, but yeah, I definitely have found other people with learning differences, and they, you know, my husband has ADHD, my best friends tend to have something, and I like the word learning difference, by the way. It used to be learning disability. Kind of like that they kept the same initials, LD, but I like it, and I know my husband thinks it's just call it what it is. I'm like, well, it is. It's a difference, because I don't see this as a disability. And like, for instance, my niece, she's autistic. That would also be considered a difference. She sees it as a superpower. Sure, some of her symptoms are difficult to cope with, and you could wish those things away. But there's also advantages. Like, she has an eidetic memory for certain things. Other things she's never going to remember, but certain things, sure. And for me, I can multitask like you wouldn't believe. As a matter of fact, if I'm only doing one thing, I'm not very successful. I'm not very efficient. But once I'm multitasking, I can focus, I can pay attention to things. That means that I can be really productive, but then there will be times where I can't do anything and I just kind of have to shut down and reboot. And this happened last night. My husband and I were out for dinner. And we were talking, and I zoned out in the middle of a sentence, didn't even realize he was talking to me. I looked at my phone. I, like, zoned out for a good whole second, and then I came back. And he's like, where'd you go? And thankfully, because he has ADHD, and he understands how things go, he knows I wasn't just bored with him. It's just I needed that little reset. And I didn't even realize I did it. I didn't know that he was in the middle of a sentence. I was totally listening to him, and I could tell him the last thing I had heard. And apparently I only missed like one, because he was telling me a couple of jokes, and I only missed one of the jokes. So, you know, these are things that happen. And thankfully, he can understand it. And I can understand when he does his thing. You know, I'll be talking about something, and then just randomly he'll interrupt and say something completely different on a different topic. And it's not that he's bored with me or that he just wants me to shut up. It's that this thought came into his head and he had to tell me right away, because here's the thing. If we don't tell you right away, we might forget, and it drives us crazy. But yeah, there's like all of these different little things that other people can find off-putting. Here's the other thing that folks with, well, ADD for sure, but I've noticed, I think it's similar with other learning differences. It's you don't have to be with somebody all the time for a relationship to maintain. Okay, so I have some friends that I haven't spoken to in months. I have one of my best friends. I haven't spoken to him in probably 1.5 to 2 years. A couple of things online, but that's about it. He's not online very much. Every time we see each other, it's like no time has passed. He also has ADD, ADHD. No time has passed, and our relationship is as strong as ever. And it's difficult to maintain relationships when people get upset that you don't call or you don't reach out. And, you know, sometimes it's hard, because you the moment you think about, oh, I should call this person, oh, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And every time it's like that, you know, when you think of somebody, you can't communicate right then and there. And then you don't think about them for any time that you actually could. And time develops, and it gets harder and harder to reach out to them. But luckily, you know, if I see people that I haven't seen in a long time, those feelings don't go away and they're still there. And I love it. I love being able to just pick up. It's like being able to pick up on a conversation thread. My husband and I will be talking. We'll get interrupted by something like, I see a flower and I want to talk about the flower. And then we'll go back to mid-sentence where we were talking before the interruption. And that's what it's like with relationships. And sometimes it can be difficult, I think, with neurotypical people because they don't realize that side of it for us and it's different for them. At least that's been my experience. But thankfully, there's a lot more neuroatypical people than you realize. I would guess there are more of us than what they call typicals, which then you say, well, what's typical? But yeah, so this is ADD. And it's not the stereotype that you think. It's not just being distracted. It's part of everything. And I use, I use all the coping strategies to my advantage and I use it as my own little superpower. Santa Clarita Diet. Yeah, segue, silly rabbit, segues are for kids. That's this show that I really wasn't sure I was going to like. I watched it because, well, it was a Netflix original. And because, okay, Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant, and I had just finished Deadwood, so that should be cool. Or I was in the middle of watching Deadwood. I don't remember. It was around the time of watching Deadwood. And I started watching, and I'm like, okay, I kind of like it. It took me a couple episodes to really get into it, but I will say Nathan Fillion is a guest star, and I really watched for that too because that was a lot of fun. And the more you watch it, the more you like it. It's zombie themed, but it is nothing like The Walking Dead. And it's not even like iZombie. It's really neat. And it's another one of these, you know, suburban planned community. Everybody has to be perfect kind of a setting. And then something is different. And I'm starting to really enjoy that kind of a trope of, you know, the like in Edward Scissorhands, right? That's the same trope. Everybody leaves at the same time to go to work and everybody lives in the same house and then something is different. Edward is different. Well, it's like that. Santa Clarita is like that. Keeping Up with the Joneses. There is this trope and I'm enjoying it and I really liked it in Santa Clarita. And, you know, at first I was like, not really digging Drew Barrymore's character, but as it went on, I was really starting to dig her. And the cool part is the daughter is amazing and is a fully fledged character. And you really get interested in what's going on there. I enjoyed it. I don't know if there will be a season two, but if there is, I'm definitely going to watch it. And I'm going to pair this with a nice strawberry and raspberry smoothie. So it looks like you're drinking bodies. You'll get it if you watch it. So you just take your berries, and if they're frozen, it makes the smoothie easy to do. But if they're not, that's totally cool. You just throw in some yogurt and ice if they're not frozen, and then you just stir that up in a blender and drink with a straw, and it is delicious. You don't need to add any sugar or anything to it. It's yum, 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 and you can pretend that you are drinking bodies, maybe even Nathan Fillion's body.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.